Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. Today we are joined by my guest, Jeffrey Reitz. He is R.F. Harney Professor of Ethnic Immigration and Pluralism Studies at the University of Toronto's Monk School of Global Affairs and the author of the new study, Pro-Immigration Canada, Social and Economic Roots of Popular Views, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. We joined him today in Toronto. Welcome, Professor Reitz.
Hello.
So to begin, your study looks at support for high immigration levels over time, particularly over the past 15 to 20 years. Can you give us some figures that demonstrate this and also tell us how support varies across provinces?
Sure. The source for the attitude studies are three series of public opinion polls by Gallup, when they used to do it, ECOS, and Environics. The specific figures vary depending on the poll and the wording of the question. And the key period is since the early 90s when high immigration became the norm, varying between 200,000 to 250,000 immigrants a year. And all the polls show 50% to 60% agreeing that those numbers were appropriate, and another 10% to 15% actually saying they were too few. So that's 60% to 70% supporting the current high immigration or even requesting higher immigration. Less than 30% say there are too many immigrants, actually less than 20% in the ECOS poll and in the International Marshall Fund poll recently. Environics found a higher number opposed, but those people, the way they did it, they were agreeing with a negative proposition that there were too many, whereas other polls presented neutral opposition. But even in the Environics poll, since 2000, more than 50% would assert they disagreed with the idea that there were too many immigrants. So it's really quite remarkable. It doesn't vary much across provinces. Actually, the support is weakest in Ontario, Alberta, and BC, but there are no regions with substantial opposition. You know, based on the message of the old Reform Party, one might have expected opposition in Alberta or maybe in Quebec based on concerns about the demographic position of Francophones in Canada, but it doesn't turn out that way.
And have you found that support for immigration levels also varies across demographic lines?
Yeah, there are strong effects. The main ones are high education, being young, being employed full-time, and being men. But, that's more or less what's found elsewhere. So the demographics don't explain why Canada is so pro-immigration.
And in your study, you also suggest that Canadian support for high immigration levels of immigration can be explained by both pride in multiculturalism and in immigration as an economic benefit to Canada. Can you expand on this?
Yeah, sure. There are these two pillars, as you say, belief in the economic benefits and pride in multiculturalism. On the economic side, there's several reasons why Canadians believe in the economics, and it's remarkable that even where there are economic challenges, like in Atlantic Canada or among the unemployed, there are fairly positive views. Now, the reason why we have selection of immigrants on the base of education, and most of them are employed fairly quickly despite the problems and compared to other countries. And we don't have much illegal immigration, which is mainly unskilled, because we don't have a border with Mexico or a similar country, which is really most of the American problem. So in some ways, we've been lucky on this. And people see immigrants as self-reliant, and the concern about immigrants on welfare is a minority view. And in fact, it's misplaced since people who believe that, since immigrants, in fact, underutilize welfare. So that's on the economic side. But multiculturalism is also important. Canadians are actually very proud of multiculturalism, and they see it as a big plus for the country, and that boosts support for immigration. There could be a lot of reasons, but some of it is simply that immigration fulfills the multicultural ideals. Now, some polls have shown the confusion on this point because they show Canadians want immigrants to blend in, and some have said, well, that means they've moved away from multiculturalism. But I think the analysis shows that's not really the case. You know, from the point of view of people supporting multiculturalism, the choice between blending in and remaining separate is a false choice, since multiculturalism, the ideal of it, is that people can do both. They can maintain their culture and blend in. So I think the idea of Canadians supporting multiculturalism partly as a way of helping immigrants blend in, is a very important part of the national psyche. And it's also part of a set of distinctions between Canada and the U.S., which I think Canadians are proud of, points of pride.
Healthcare, well, that leads me to my next question, Professor Wright. How does Canada differ in its support for high levels of immigration in comparison to other immigrant host nations?
Well, one of them is certainly multiculturalism, which functions here because of, I think, the distinction with the U.S., and as I mentioned, part of a set of attitudes on health care, gay rights, gun control, access to abortion. All of those are, together with multiculturalism, part of what makes Canadians proud to be Canadian. Compared to other countries, we are definitely much more positive for the economic reasons, and also I think because of multiculturalism and our desire to see ourselves as better than the Americans. I think that's one reason why the Australians have distanced themselves from multiculturalism. They don't have that foil as we do, and the same is true in Europe. So these, I think, are some of the reasons, but we do need to do cross-national research to really sort it out.
Mm. And finally, what is the key message that we're to take away from your findings?
I think the data show that actually immigration is a very deeply rooted ideal in the Canadian psyche. It's withstood recession, the war on terror, the economic troubles of immigrants, and a lot of criticism of the policy. And so, I think that's a strength. But by the same token, if Canadians were to turn against immigration, I think it would represent a very serious sort of wrenching experience for the country, kind of traumatic. And so, I think it's very important that government policymakers make sure that our immigration program maintains the support of the public.
Thank you very much for your time today, Professor Wright.
Thank you very much.
Professor Wright is R.F. Harney Professor of Ethnic Immigration and Pluralism Study at the University of Toronto's Monk School of Global Affairs. He is the author of the new study, Pro-Immigration Canada, Social and Economic Roots of Popular Views, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. The study is available free of charge from our website at www.irpp.org.